Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Couple of encouraging notes from practice today as the Texans are gearing up for their matchup versus the Jaguars on Sunday. Both Will Anderson Jr., Denico Autry, and also Nick Chubb. So all three of them have returned to practice today after being listed as DNPs for practice yesterday. Encouraging things to see.
Very much so.
Also encouraging is when we get an opportunity to talk to someone like this on the phone line. We turn to the phone line now. It is CBS Sports' Pete Prisco. Pete, how you doing, brother?
Good. What's up, guys? How are you?
And hey, man.
Doing quite well. Well, I'd be lying. That's lying. I'm a little bit hesitant about this team right now, this Texas team, as I'm sure that you might understand. Even going into a game against a known opponent, in the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'd like to ask you about the Jags, in particular their quarterback, because it's been a number of years at this point with Trevor Lawrence coming out of Clemson. And can I ask you the simple question of, do we know if Trevor Lawrence is good yet?
No, you don't. And that's part of the problem. I mean, look, there's been many reasons that have held him back. You can go back to injuries. You can go back to playing for Urban Meyer will send anybody back 2 years. That was a disaster when he was a rookie. You look at the systems that changed. I thought the offense last year was poorly designed, and it didn't work with him. And then he got hurt. And so I think combine it all, and this was the year he was supposed to have his breakout year, and it hadn't happened. You know, Liam Cohn is supposed to, fix the quarterback. And they've done a lot of good things with the quarterback. And he hasn't been awful, but he hasn't taken the next step. And there have been problems. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of pre-snap penalties. You know, a lot of the time Travis Hunter didn't know where to line up and he's learning too much of the offense. They've had led the league in drops by far at wide receiver, so it's hard to get into a rhythm. But he continues to make bonehead decisions like he did last week against the Raiders when he was picked in the end zone. So has he taken the next step? No. Do we know how good he is? No. I always say this. I say he's not one of the top quarterbacks and he's not one of the bottom 10 quarterbacks. He just is.
Yeah. Well, with that as the backdrop, Pete, the next logical question is, are the Jaguars for real? Are what we see or what is what we're seeing legitimate? And are they going to, are they going to make some noise?
Well, when they run the ball on offense, they're pretty good. And, they did run the ball in the second half against the Texans the last time they played them. And so I think that's the key. And you saw that last week. Even in overtime, when they got the ball, they ran it 7 straight plays to go get the touchdown. That ended up being the game-winning touchdown. It's hard to evaluate this team in large part because, like everybody else in the league, the injuries have just been crippling. Mm-hmm. And, you take a look at the injuries for this game. And, you mentioned the guys coming back for the Texans today. But, Stroud's not playing. Petrie's probably not going to play, right? I mean, he's got a concussion. Isn't Titus Howard in the concussion protocol too?
Yes.
I mean, those guys, it's hard to work back in a week to play. And you've had a bunch of other injuries as well. I mean, look, you go back to Joe Mixon. Let's start there. The wide receiver position. And so I think when you look at it, the injuries have decimated the Texans, but the injuries have decimated the Jaguars. You're talking about Brenton Strange, who's their best blocking tight end and was becoming a legitimate threat in the pass game, gone for the last 4 weeks. Travis Hunter, not there. Brian Thomas Jr. is dealing with an ankle sprain. The left guard, Ezra Cleveland, is probably not going to play. You go to the defensive side of the ball, and Trayvon Walker's playing with a club on his hand that he can barely even grab anybody, and he hasn't played that well. Devin Lloyd hasn't played the last couple of weeks. You lose the safety, Murray, in the back end. And so they've had so many injuries just when it looks like they're going to get going. And so I think this league has become more of a survival test than it has become winning games nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's one of those things that we've talked about here on this program, especially as it relates to the possibility of adding an 18th game. So don't get us started there with that. But I'm glad you brought up Ezra Cleveland, because this has been an offensive line that has helped contribute to a really good run game for the Jags. How load-bearing is Ezra Cleveland in what they do?
Well, he was good for the beginning part of the season, and last week he struggled. And actually, when he went out, Cole Van Lannen, who went in, actually played better. Mm-hmm. So Cleveland went into this season with his job on the line, and he was, you know, he came out, he responded, played well early in the season, but kind of, you know, last week he kind of tailed off a little bit. So I don't think there's much of a drop off with him and Van Lannen as people would think. In fact, some people think Van Lannen should be in the lineup. So I think they can get around that. The problem is the left tackle's been a problem at times. He's been an issue. Walker Little has struggled. The right guard, McCary's been banged up. He's fought through it, and he actually played pretty good last week. But you mentioned it. Their offensive line, the coach deserves a great job, because there's, you know, three-fifths of that line is back, and those guys have all played better, particularly Anton Harrison at right tackle.
What about the head coach? I'm just going to admit it freely. You know, I was predisposed to not want to believe in Liam Cohen. I don't know why. Maybe it was the Duvall thing or whatever. What are you seeing there? And then one step above with Gladstone.
You know, when you hire a guy as a head coach and he comes from one side of the ball, you automatically wonder, okay, can he handle big picture? Because, you know, he can call plays, and it works that way all the time. A defensive coordinator can call defensive plays, an offensive coordinator can call offensive plays. That's why they get hired. But how do you handle a room? How do you handle things when they go bad? And I think he's done a great job with that. I didn't know him very well. I've gotten to know him. I really like him. I think he's candid. He answers your questions. The players respond to him. He gets it. And he's a really good play caller. And so I think he's answered those questions. I thought going into last week was a telling week for them, because you lost back-to-back games, and then you go out on the road against a bad team. Can you respond with all the injuries you've had and find a way to win that game? And they did. Now, did they get lucky at the end? Probably a little bit, because the guy was wide open in the end zone for the two-point conversion, and the defensive lineman happened to bat it down. But you still found a way to win. And like one of the guys in their building told me, before the season, if you would have said we were 5-3 with victories on the road against San Francisco and home against Kansas City, would you have taken that? And the answer to that question is yes. Mm-hmm. So I think he's done a great job. And Gladstone, wheeler dealer. I mean, he gets it. He understands that you build through, getting good players that believe in your system on the roster. And I think he's going to do a good job. Now, some people will question Travis Hunter trade. I think that's still to be determined, because he was just getting it going on offense. And quite frankly, if he hadn't hurt his knee last week in practice, he was going to play both. You know, they had to kind of ease him into that. He was going to be a full-time starter at both, I think, going into last week.
We're talking to Pete Prisco of CBS right here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. I want to come back to this, because I've got listeners texting in saying, hey, shout out to Pete for holding it down and calling the Texans to win against the Broncos this past week. I did want to ask you about that. What are you seeing in the Texans that gave you the confidence to make that pick this past week?
I love the defense. I mean, the defense is nasty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they get after it. And when you can rush the quarterback and play coverage on the back end, it makes it really tough on an offense, provided they don't run the football on you. And I think that's why you look at that defense across the board. Yeah, I always look for teams that have young players who are ascending. And when you have young players who are ascending, and you look, you know, Will Anderson ascending, Stingley ascending, Petrie, I still think he is, you know, Lassiter. And those are the kind of defenses you mix in some veterans, and they're going to be good in terms of what they do defensively. So that's why I picked them last week. I thought they would limit the Broncos offensively. By the way, Bo Nix has struggled other than in the fourth quarter. So it's kind of why I picked them last week. And I thought there were some good things you saw from the offense before Stroud went out of the game. So progress is being made on the offensive side of the ball.
Yes, but you were just talking about, you know, handling the room and offensive coach, defensive coach, obviously D'Amico on the defensive side. Man, we've had some discussions about the offense on this show. And to me, it just keeps going back to what they did on the offensive line. I mean, I'm just curious on your perspective from that, because it's been critical for them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They've been a little bit better, though. Even you guys would agree with that, right?
Sure.
In the last couple, yeah, they've been better. I mean, so there's going to be some growth steps with Ursary, and he's a pretty good player. But you throw him in there right away, and that's asking a lot of a rookie tackle. But, yeah, I think when they went out and spent their money in free agency and came away thinking they were a better offensive line, I didn't necessarily agree with that. And by the way, one of the guys that's actually surprised me is Ed Ingram. I thought he'd be the worst. Yeah, I thought he'd be the worst guy in the line because
so
he was bad. And
he was you really bad. Just don't throw me under the bus here, huh?
I mean, he was bad in Minnesota. He wasn't a good player. Mm-hmm. And he's been much better in that system than he was in Minnesota. So kudos to him. But, you know, the center gets overwhelmed at times. He's not a big guy, and I think he has problems. And then that rotation that they do at left guard, I don't get that. That makes no sense to me. Pick one and play one. If you don't like Tomlinson, don't play him. But, you know, they paid him a little bit. So I just think when you look at it, I thought that they were awful on the offensive line last year, and they didn't get significantly better, and that's a problem for C.J. Stroud.
So wait, can I ask you, because you made mention and we've talked about how the offensive line has at least been not horrible this season. From your perspective, 30,000 foot view, what is then the issue with where this offense is? Because they're clearly not scoring points.
Well, I think they need to play Woody Marks, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I think he gives you pop. Nick Chubb is, 4-3, 4-3, 3-2, 4, you're not getting any pop out of that. Mm-hmm. And so, when you have a knee that gets shredded the way it did and you try and come back from that a second time, it's tough. You're not the same guy. So I think Marks gives him, Marks isn't great in pass protection. That's part of the problem. So I think that's, although he's getting better at it, I thought he was pretty good at it last week. I'd play Marks, get some more pop in the run game. And those young receivers started flashing little bits and pieces. You know, the problem is there's no real burner. You know, when you look at it, where's the burner?
Yeah.
And teams play him in a box, and so that's easy to defend when you play him in a box.
Definitely want to get your perspective. Pete Prisco joining us here from CBS Sports and CBSSports.com. I'm always plugged into your power rankings. I want to get your perspective specifically on the AFC at large, and even more specifically the Indianapolis Colts. I asked if you thought the Jaguars were real. I'm going to ask you the same thing about the Colts.
I don't think we know on either one, by the way. And here's why. If you look at the two schedules of Jacksonville and Indianapolis going down the stretch, one has a really easy schedule, based on the numbers, and the other one's brutal. And you base that on the Colts. I mean, they have a tough schedule. Mm-hmm. They're gonna have a hard time navigating through that. And here's the other thing: they play each other twice, and they haven't won in Jacksonville since God knows when. So they're going to have a problem there no matter how good they think they are. So I have my reservations, and I didn't like the move they made, by the way. I think that reeked of desperation. You don't trade two first round picks for a corner who hadn't played up to expectations. I just thought that felt real desperate on their part. So, and once again, in the back of everybody's mind, I don't care who you are, even probably inside that building, at some point, they're all sitting there saying, when does Daniel Jones become Daniel Jones again? Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, that's what you think. And so I think there's concerns about the Colts, no doubt.
I find that interesting because I feel like if that was the question that you're asking, when does Daniel Jones turn into a pumpkin? I feel like giving up two first-round picks in the next couple of years doesn't help you in that equation at all.
No, which means that they believe in him and that they think that they're going to extend him and he's going to be their quarterback. You're absolutely right. They just sent that message out loud and clear. But I'm talking about for the most part. And by the way, you know when the last time the Colts won the division was? When Andrew Luck was there.
Yeah.
Every team in the division has won it twice since the Colts have won it. And so I think, you talk about desperation. Chris Ballard has to win. Mm-hmm. And he knows that. If he doesn't win that division and get to the postseason, I think he's out.
So are we going to mess around and see Chiefs-Eagles again? Chiefs-Seahawks? Are the Chiefs just going to be there ultimately?
They better. They're going to have to go the wild card route, I think. I mean, they better pick it up and get going. I mean, to answer your question, I think they can get there. I think Buffalo's for real, though. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've seen the best of the Bills. They're getting guys back on defense. You saw it last week. Cole Bishop was really good. He missed time this year. They're getting guys back on that side of the ball. Now, there are some injuries, Ed Oliver being one of them, that really hurts them, but they might get him back for the playoffs. You never know. And then, you look at the rest of the AFC. I think it's the Chiefs, the Bills. I think those are the two teams. You're spot on with that. But you go to the NFC, and I think anybody can win in the NFC. Mm-hmm. I think the Eagles-Packers game this week will be interesting because what happened to the Packers last week? Classic young team look ahead. They go to Pittsburgh, blow out their former quarterback, look great, start reading their press clippings, come home, playing a bad team. Then you got the Eagles on a Monday night. What do? Next thing you know, you look up and you're in a game and you can't get out from underneath it. We've seen many a team do that. They did it. So now it's time to respond. Play good against a good team, win that. Then you can prove to people that you're legitimate. But the Eagles are. I think the Packers will be. I think the Seahawks, you know, it's funny you mentioned them. Somebody in the league told me the other day they think the Seahawks might end up being the best team in the league. Mm-hmm. With that defense, that coach done a nice job, and that quarterback, 9.6 per pass play, leads the league. It's just nasty how they throw, you know, bombs down the field, more 40-yard pass plays than anybody in the league. So I think – but the Rams are there too. I think the NFC is pretty wide open.
Hey, Pete, before we let you go, I have a couple that I want to get in relatively quickly here. You mentioned the trade deadline. It was pretty active this year compared to other years. Do you have a feeling as to why that was? Does that feel like that's just unique, or is there something underlying there?
We're getting more and more to that. You see it building every year, more and more activity, in large part, a couple of reasons. One, desperation. I think that has something to do with it, to win. And, you know, guys look around, my job might be on the line, I got to do something. Two, teams that have cap hell and stink want to get rid of dead weight and, you know, send it packing. If you're not going to have the guy, why not get something back for it? And when you're trying to rebuild, those draft picks are very meaningful. I'd rather have cheap draft pick labor than an expensive guy if you can draft the right guy. And that's mm-hmm. the key to it. So I think that has a lot to do with it. I think the pressure to win and the fact that when we just talked about it, is there really dominant teams in the league right now? And the answer to that question is no. So if you're kind of close, why not make a deal? You know, if you think you can make a playoff push, why not make a deal? And like Jacksonville, they're desperate for a wide receiver. They're 5-3. Their schedule is favorable down the stretch. If they won five of their last, nine games, all of a sudden you look at it and you go, they could be in the playoffs at 10 wins, so why not go get a wide receiver? So I think that's where you're at with these teams now.
And finally, before we let you go, it's a question that here in Houston, people are kind of split on. Do you believe the Texans still have a path to the playoffs this year?
I think the schedule's too tough. Mm-hmm. I said that a couple weeks ago. And if everybody had been around and the line had played a little bit better early in the season, I think, yeah, they could have. But I look at that schedule and I'm like, wow, it's just brutal across the board. I mean, I just you play that first place schedule and it comes back and it bites you into behind at some point. You know, so I mean, what do they have left? They have
Chiefs, Bills,
Tennessee. The next two, they can win this week and should win at Tennessee. Bills at Colts at Chiefs. I mean, that's a 3-game stretch right there. If you better get at least one of those, you're done.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports, joining us here. We greatly appreciate you giving us some of your time, Pete.
You got it, guys. Take care.
All right, there he is. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports, joining us. Schedule just too tough, he says.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, I don't think very many people disagree. Yeah. And especially with the way that they're going. If they showed us a different version of the Texans, maybe you could get into it. But as of right now, it looks a little dicey. We'll see what they show us on the 9th, Sunday. And noon right here on Sports Radio 610, you'll be able to hear that. All right, coming up next, let's get to our lunchtime confessions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.